Okay.
I feel like out of every fast food chain, Wendy's would be the first to go into esports.
Yeah, right? Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah.
I wonder if they would. Esports are pretty profitable. I don't know how, but they are.
Yeah.
Like oh. It's really weird.
I forgot to change today's giveaway. Yeah. Ignore Nightbot. I'm not going to do it now.
Okay. Because I always think about that where, like, how the fuck are esports profitable? Like, especially for, like, Smash Brothers, because, like, okay.
I feel like it's just advertising.
Yeah, it's got to be, right? Because, like...
Because how is racing profitable? How is NASCAR racing profitable?
I mean, it's because a lot of people, like, driving fast cars.
The South is a crazy place. Mm-hmm.
It's frightening.
And what better way to get into a new marketing age, like, target group than... Mm. Than esports.
Yeah, that's true. The people who watch esports aren't really people who are like watching your ads on TV.
Yeah,
that's true. Yeah. Because there's that market's gone. There's just an age group that doesn't fucking watch TV anymore.
Yeah. But welcome to the Lifecast, episode 75. I'm your host Deanna Manassian, here with Sydney.
Hello,
Adam.
Hi.
And Dan.
Yo.
We all played video games this week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would assume.
I forgot to write down what I played.
Excuse me while I crack my knuckles like into the fucking microphone. Really quick.
I'm always nervous that when I do it, it's on, like, the sound, even though I'm, like, under here.
It's okay.
Did you... Oh, okay. I was like, did you open Steam instead of a list?
Well, I don't have a list. I'm checking my Steam.
Yeah, you're checking your recent Steam.
Yeah.
So, I'll start out. Okay. I played a game that I reviewed today. I played fucking Slime Rancher, and there was a lot happening this weekend. There's just been a lot happening in my life for the last, like, literally 4 weeks. Slime Rancher was very nice.
Seems like that kind of thing.
It was so cute. I just picked up this. They have fucking cat slimes. You like, suck up the slime, and you put it in a pen, and you feed it vegetables. Sometimes chickens, and the chickens are adorable. The slimes are adorable. Like, it's such a, like, low-risk, high, like, reward game. It's so good.
It seems very relaxing.
Yeah. I played it for, like, 6 hours last night. And, like, another 3 today. yeah, Slime Rancher was very good. I guess I'll go a little bit in-depth, since it's pretty much the only thing I played. I played a little bit more of Pyre, but... I've been realizing that Pyre requires a lot of emotional energy from me, and a lot of reading, which I don't exactly want to do right now. So, review for that coming, like, soon, once I have more time to play it. But, Slime Rancher is really good. You start out, your name is Beatrix, and, you have awakened from a year of sleep and space travel on a slime ranch.
What a good
and
place to end.
You get, like, a vacuum thing and basically a letter that just says, go collect slimes and get plorts. And when you feed slimes, they give you plorts and you sell plorts and you get money. There are lots of different slimes that you can get. And you can combine one plort and one slime to create a new thing. A hybrid of the two that you combined with all the properties of them. Don't combine 3, though. Don't give it a third because it'll turn into tar and it will eat the rest of your slimes. We saw that happen.
Yeah, that was pretty horrifying.
Yeah.
And you also needed to, like, kill all of the tar, too?
Yep. Tar is weak to water, okay. So you can upgrade your vacuum to be able to hold water. Gotcha. When... I mean, if I didn't have water, like... I would have lost all my slimes.
All of them?
Because I wouldn't have been able to stop it, really.
It's kind of.
Because another thing you can do is, like, you can, like, suck them onto the end of your thing. You can't, like, suck them up, but you can hold them at the end of your vacuum and then, like, go somewhere and, like, throw them.
Go away.
That's what you do with all of the bigger slimes.
No, you have to kill them?
No, you don't have to kill them, but, like, to move them around. Like, if you're moving them from pen to pen,
you have to
suck them up and then throw them.
I got you.
Instead of just sucking them up. So you can only move one at a time. It has a really in-depth, like, farming and not, like, super in-depth, but a relatively in-depth, like, farming and feeding the slimes system. Like, all the slimes have a favorite thing, except for the starter ones. Okay. And, you know, you can, like, grow the things mm-hmm. and give them to your slimes. And if you give them the thing they like, they make two slimes, and it's two plorts instead of one.
Plorts.
So I'm working on, right now, I'm working on first automating everything, second, getting like higher cost or rarer slimes that their plorts sell for higher, and also making sure that I have each type of food item that the slimes like. So, and it's like, I could go home and never play this game again and I would be happy. I'd be really satisfied with where I am. Like, there's no pressure to be like, you have to have all of these slimes.
Yeah.
It's just like, it's very casual. It's really nice. And I think, given the general consensus of the internet right now,
yeah.
especially like video game culture,
yeah.
You know, it's needed.
Yeah.
We all need to take a break.
That's definitely something I'll check out soon.
Yeah. I also played Tech Wars Online 2 for like half an hour on stream. It's in early access. It's pretty much like just out of alpha.
Okay.
it was clunky, and also it gave little tutorial, so I didn't know how to like attack or really move. And it turns out gigantic nice. Mechs can't like jump down. their maps are very like landlocked, that they have certain paths that you can't stray from. And in like a MOBA-esque RTS game. RTS. It's RTS.
Okay.
It's not great. It's not like it even has three lanes. It's like one winding path that branches off like a couple of times, but not more than that. Everything seemed to move really slow, at least on my team. I couldn't find any other person that owned this game to play with. I was just playing bot matches. and last thing I did was I talked about it last week. And I also tried first-person mode in PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds.
Oh, God.
God, it was scary.
I wasn't even scared. I just had a massive headache by the end of the match.
Yeah, that too.
Like
I didn't have as bad of a headache. Yeah. I think the thing for me was that I didn't like the decrease in situational awareness that I had.
Yeah. Like, I'm not sure what it is. I'm not sure if it's like the field of view or something. But something really, really fucks with me in first-person PlayerUnknown's. I don't know what it is. It seems kind of screwy. But usually, like, when playing a first-person shooter, it doesn't, like, ever affect me.
Mm-hmm.
Unless it's, like, you know, massive amounts of platforming and stuff like that. But this is just me playing this game and I'm like, whoa, I feel mm-hmm. out of it.
I think one way they can fix it, because it was on the vehicles, mostly,
that it got to me. Even when walking around, it got really? To me, too. I don't know what it was.
Maybe it was the bobbing.
Maybe? Oh, it could have been that.
Yeah. But I've heard different solutions of how to, like, fix it on vehicles, and I think on, at least in cars, it should be, like, closer third person and limit how much you can look around. Because if you can look around 360, you can just, like,
stay in a car. You have a car the whole time to cheat it. But
and it really takes away the purpose. But if you limit it and, I think, draw the FOV in a little bit closer,
mm-hmm.
it'll work.
Yeah. Because the way it is right now is not.
Yeah. I also opened some of the Gamescom International crates.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the clothing pieces are ugly as fuck.
They are.
I got a yellow tracksuit jacket.
Doesn't even look like a fucking tracksuit jacket.
It's a bowling shirt.
See, I thought it looked like a fucking, like, a poncho or something.
Yeah, and then I opened two more boxes, and I got two pairs of the same thing. Two pairs of pants.
Nice.
That don't look good also.
You like that it has drop rates now?
No.
I don't either.
It's just, like, literally what it was before.
Yeah.
Like, common, rare, epic, legendary.
Yeah. Was it okay. like that before?
Yeah, I think...
I always thought it was just kind of...
Really?
Because did they even, like, apply rarity to it, or was it just kind of, like, whatever you
get? I'm pretty sure they applied rarity to it, because I got, like, a few, like, common things.
Okay.
So. And also, I kind of like that you can buy the crates for free, mm-hmm. but you need the key to open it.
Yeah. That's, like, the standard CS thing. Yeah. Standard Steam marketplace buy things model at this point.
Yeah. I don't know how. I think you should be able to get like more keys at a discount, but that's Steam's problem, not PlayerUnknown's.
I mean, is it though? I mean, I imagine PlayerUnknown's dictates the price of the keys and stuff like that, right?
Oh, maybe.
Yeah, because it's not like Steam is like, hey, you need to put more money in this game.
They might.
I don't know if they can do that, really. Can they?
Because what's the other? It's not what a are first the other part, examples?
Like Counter-Strike, because that's a first-party thing.
That's the only one?
Like, that I can think of off the top of my head.
Okay, does that. Counter-Strike, Team Fortress 2, both their keys are $250.
Yeah, and maybe, both of those are first-party games.
Maybe they just
games.
Think it's a fair price.
Yeah, maybe.
But, yeah, I mean, if... When we can start buying the outfits, I'm going to be a lot happier.
Yeah, it's like, yeah.
I'd honestly go up to like $5-$10 for that black school uniform.
Yeah.
It looks so good.
I also think if they are starting to now charge for crates and stuff like that, I think they should...
lower the in-game price?
Keep the in-game price like the same flat. And not double each time.
Yeah.
Because I think that's actually really dumb now.
Mm.
And that actually just prevents people...
From playing the game.
From buying shit.
Oh, yeah.
Like, because say if you're just like a player and you want a few Gamescom crates, you need 2,800 in-game points for it to get three of them or something like that. No,
they're 1,200
a piece.
You need 3,600 in-game points to get three Gamescom crates.
Because I think those double too, right? After you buy
one? Oh, shit, you're right.
Yeah, so it's like, I think they should just find a price for these boxes.
Yeah.
Keep like that.
I think a solid like 700 across the board.
Yeah, just keep them at 700.
That would be
I don't
be
like
fine.
That it doubles. I don't really see the need for it.
Yeah.
Other than to get them to play your game more. But
yeah.
I feel like it should stay the same
I mean,
price.
For like people that... For people like Grimms and Dr. Disrespect. And like people who get kills in games.
That's also their
nothing.
Career.
Yeah.
But for people who play like... Say like us. I play like one night a week.
Yeah.
I get a box a week about.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
Because I have no t-shirt. Desire to I have no desire to play more because there's no like reward as soon as I would like.
Yeah, it's like
I'm willing to make the 700 points, whatever.
Yeah.
But I don't want to wait a week for it to reset.
Yeah.
And so, I don't want to have to choose between the Gamescom crates and the Wander and Survivor crates.
Yeah.
I also wish you could choose between the two of those.
Yeah, that would be a lot better too. Because that's also random.
The Wanderer drops less. Oh, wait, no. The Wanderer drops more.
Okay.
Because that has... at least on the marketplace, it would seem that way. Because all the clothing items sold from that one sell for less.
Okay.
And that crate also sells for less.
Okay.
So. But yeah, those are my games.
Cool.
Anybody else? Did anyone do the video games this week? Okay.
I did the video games.
Rock, paper, scissors for it.
You can go, Dan.
Let's see. I didn't really play like too much, but I played a little bit more of Tekken. I played Guilty Gear Accent Core.
Mm-hmm.
The online for that game, I was hoping it was better on PC. The community's just as dead on PC as it is on console.
Okay.
Yeah. I was hoping I could do it for Tuesdays, but...
Yeah.
Not anymore.
A lot of private matches.
But as of late, I just out of the blue, I decided I wanted to play just like a brain dead open world game for just like no reason. And I realized that my brother Steam shared with me, so I started playing a lot of Just Cause 2. And
I noticed that.
That game is so fun. Like, it's like a super good just like if you're bored, just go kind of game.
Mm.
I love it. Like, I haven't even done any missions. I've just been ziplining across the island.
Nice.
It's a really good zip line.
It's a really good zip line.
That's, like, the selling point of that game. It's just a good-ass zip line.
But, yeah. That's really it.
That's it?
Today has been a week of me doing things I've been putting off. I built a model that I've had for 2 years yesterday. Tomorrow, I'm actually going to sit down and finish Persona 5.
Fucking...
Oh, my God.
So...
Less. I won't believe it until
So we'll finally have that in-depth podcast.
Oh man, I have to edit two things.
Just keep your PS4 on and then just wait for Dan to come online.
I'll just set up notifications for whenever you log on to PSN.
But yeah, that's it for me.
You're about to say something, it seemed. You said, "Oh yeah," and then pointed at me.
No.
Oh, okay.
Nope.
Oh, cool. Okay.
You may speak.
I played some video games.
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I started... I'll just go in order. Yeah, Pyre. I started Pyre.
Yeah. How do you
I
like it?
I played, like, maybe... It says 3 hours here, but I don't believe that. Probably, like, 2.5-ish hours.
Yeah.
And I'm not... I really like its... it's, like, its gameplay. I really enjoy that. Does it have a name? Does the sports thing have a name? Sportball?
Like the rights.
The rights. Yep. There it is. There it is. I really enjoy the rights. Those are a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. But, like... It's moment-to-moment dialogue and stuff like that. It hasn't really gotten me yet. Mm. I found that it seems... The conversation stuff seem very bland, and they seem to be kind of, like, generic at this point.
Okay.
I don't know if that will change later at all, but they seem to just be very...
I feel like at a certain point it changes and it becomes a lot more personal.
Yeah, it's definitely not very personal right now.
From when
yeah.
I played at the demo at PAX, it yeah. was kind of like...
It's a lot of exposition at yeah, first.
Yeah, it's a lot. It was like the demo at PAX was like an hour and a half long.
Yeah, okay.
And like, for me at least, I'm really bad.
Oh.
Okay, that's almost as much as I played.
It took me like 20 minutes.
But so. Like, it was like, let's see, it was very, very slow and very just broad with what they were talking about.
Yeah, that's what it seems like.
Yeah, and it took me forever to get used to the gameplay, honestly.
Yeah. It's I'm still getting used to the gameplay. The controls are really intuitive.
It's very slow paced.
Yeah.
Like it works.
Yeah.
But like
I think it's almost like intentionally slow.
Yeah.
Almost.
Oh, it feels super mm-hmm. intentional.
Yeah, I wouldn't say it's like a clunky thing or anything. Yeah. It's definitely intentional.
Yeah.
But I enjoy that stuff. There are certain people I like playing with more.
Yeah, who do you like playing with?
Can I bring up most of their names?
Yes.
Pyre.
Absolutely.
Because their names are not easy to remember.
My main team for, I think for now, is Jodariel, Hedwyn, and Rey.
Yeah, I like Hedwyn a lot.
What did you name the girl? Did you find her yet?
Yeah, I named her Faye.
Okay.
I named her Faye.
Because Dave and I both named her Rey. Yeah. Greg named her Bay, and you named her Faye.
I named her Faye.
So I'm keeping track.
Okay.
Yeah, have you played it?
I haven't played the main game. I haven't, like, bought it yet, no.
Great. Okay.
I'm
you
going
find
to.
Someone and you can give her a name.
Yeah.
So
all of them end in like AE.
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll keep with the trend.
Yeah.
So you have my word. I'll keep with the trend when I eventually do play the game.
You can pick whatever name you want.
There's a lot of them. There's like.
Did you get to the point where you could have that conversation with Rookie yet?
Which one?
The one about the mustache.
No, I haven't.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm not going to tell you what it's about, but you've probably heard.
Yeah. But the people I've been running with, I've been running Hedwyn, I've been running Rookie, mm-hmm. and Faye.
Yeah.
I don't think I've been using Faye. I use...
only 2.5 hours in.
Yeah.
Like, you're probably just using the main three.
Yeah, I'm not using, I forget her name, Jodariel, is that it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't been using her, Jody. I don't really like... she seems like a really cool character.
Yeah, she takes a lot to get used to because she moves so slowly.
Yeah.
Is she the big one with the horns?
Yeah, she's the big one.
Okay, yeah. She seemed like my favorite when I was playing the demo.
Yeah, she seems really cool.
I like her character and Hedwyn's character the best.
I like Hedwyn a lot. He seems like a really cool dude.
I think my favorite addition to the team is Sir Gilman.
Yeah?
He's just this super, like, heroic, like, chivalrous worm.
Oh, okay.
And it's wonderful.
Okay.
I also like another character you get, Pamitha.
Okay. Oh, I see Pamitha on this list
here. Yeah, I like her a lot. I don't like using her, but I like her character.
Yeah, that's how I feel with Jody. Like, she seems really cool, and I want to know more about her, but she's not my style.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I don't know if it's my thing. I will keep chugging along with it, but I don't know if it's my thing.
I really liked it when I started playing it.
Yeah.
But now going back... Yeah. Like, having to play it to finish this review that I'm working on.
Yeah.
It's taking a lot.
Yeah.
So.
It's really gorgeous. It's like an exceptionally gorgeous game.
Yeah.
Like, goddamn.
So, I'm still going to get to a point where I can, like, definitively say whether I like it or not.
Yeah.
And I don't think the qualms that I'm having with it, like, just mentally, are going to reflect in my review.
Yeah.
So. I mean, they shouldn't.
Yeah.
But... What else?
I did some more innings in Dream Daddy, but I'm not gonna really talk about that. That game's all right.
All right.
Yeah, it's all right.
That's a visual novel.
Yeah, that's my final thing. It's okay. I don't have much more to say about it.
Would you say that in terms of visual novels, it's really good?
I don't play many visual novels, so it's Ace Attorney and Dream Daddy for me.
Okay. I like I'm assuming you like Ace Attorney a little better.
I like Ace Attorney a lot more, but I don't really find myself in the visual novel genre very often.
Okay.
Yeah.
But Steam has certainly been fucking trying. I'll go to my front page right now.
Please do.
I played Dream Daddy, and now... Oh, did it change? Man, no.
Wait. Steam's recommended have solely been following, like, the YouTube method. Yeah. You watch, like, 10 seconds of something you accidentally click on, and it's all over your recommended.
Yeah.
Oh.
Currently, Steam recommends to me Muv Love.
Mm-hmm.
Gakko Love 100 Days. Crystalline. I don't know what that is. How to Full Boyfriend. Yeah, okay. Superstar. Nekopara. Lucy, the Eternity She Wished For. Magical Diary Horse Hall. And it looks like a Super Sonico visual novel.
Horse Hall?
Yeah, a Horse Hall.
Please?
And there's also one that was called Animal Lover.
Oh, great. I don't want to know.
I mean, the anime for Muv Love was like, all right.
Okay. If there's anything to know about Animal Lover, there's a screenshot that just... What does it say? Oh, no, he's looking at me like I'm a pervert. There we go.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's got lots of cuts on him. I hope he's okay. Steam has been recommending me a plethora of really bad and saucy visual novels, and I don't quite like it. Just because I played Dream Daddy. And, yeah, we did PlayerUnknown's for a little while.
Yep.
We played some Golf With Your Friends.
Oh, yeah. Golf With Your Friends has a lot of new stuff.
Yeah.
Does
it? And it was really good, yeah. It has two new courses.
Yep.
New mode called Dunk.
Mm-hmm. It's hell. It's fucking hell.
It's hell because we used random shapes.
Yeah.
I got my acorn in okay.
Yeah, I got my golf ball in okay. I seem to have gotten the easy end of this part.
And it has... did I say hats?
No.
Okay, you didn't say it that has yet. Trainable hats.
Yep. So what are those used for? Do you just put them on your golf ball?
Yeah.
Okay, that's so extra. Are they, like, big? Do they, like, cover your entire ball?
Know.
Or
I
are
got
they, like,
two.
Tiny?
I got two, so I want to go home and experiment with them.
Okay, okay.
But, yeah, we got hats, two new courses, and dunk mode. And, like, a lot of fixes.
Oh, good shit.
It's okay. It's okay, Fluttermuckin. I couldn't get in.
Yeah, it is okay. That was like actual hell. That looked that
Yeah.
I'm very glad I did not get the ball that you got. That's yeah. Not, it did
next
not seem
next
like
time
a good
we're doing
time.
Dunk mode, we'll yeah. do just regular.
Yeah, we can do regular. Yeah, we can just do regular balls. It'll all be great.
I should get on Discord with you guys sometime. I just haven't.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm probably gonna be there tonight. If anyone wants to hang out in Discord, link is under this Twitch video, and also yeah. I'll be there tonight. So
cool.
But yeah, golf with your friends.
Yep.
Other than that,
its new courses are cool.
Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah, I really, really love Golf With Your Friends.
Yeah.
Like, it's just a lot of fun.
Oh, maybe we can play Tabletop Simulator tonight.
Maybe.
I'd be down.
I'm hosting Tabletop Simulator tonight.
Oh, speaking of, there was one point where I actually tried playing Seven Wonders on Tabletop Simulator.
Yeah.
Don't.
Okay.
Seven Wonders is so hard.
It's really hard.
I haven't heard of Seven Wonders.
One of my roommates really liked it.
It's a super, super, like, highly acclaimed strategy game.
Oh, no.
It's really hard.
It's really hard. And I tried playing it on Tabletop Simulator, and I went into, like, the workshop and stuff. I downloaded, like, four different versions of it. None of them work.
Nice.
That's the worst.
Like,
we had to go through hell to find one good scripted version of Secret Hitler.
Yeah.
So I can imagine how well that...
Just none of them happened. Like half the pieces didn't even appear sometimes.
There's just so many pieces to that game,
yeah.
though.
Yeah, but like... some of the pieces, like, that were in some of the versions weren't even in the actual Seven Wonders game.
Oh, no.
It was not fun. So, yeah, don't try playing Seven Wonders on Tabletop Simulator. It's not going to work.
We could play Settlers of Catan.
Fuck no.
Off.
No.
Never.
So defeated.
I hate Settlers of Catan so much.
You just have to be like me and accept that the only reward you're going to get is building the longest road. And just only build that.
Strategy board games aren't my fucking thing. Yeah, throw me a strategy video game. I'll probably have fun with it.
Strategy board
something,
games?
Something about tabletop strategy games are the fucking bane of my
then
existence.
Then you won't like Seven Wonders.
Yeah, I didn't see.
I wasn't going to load up Seven Wonders today, so. It'll probably be like Super Fighter Cards Against Humanity. Or Secret Hitler if we can get 10 people. But
that's hard.
You might like Battletech.
Or like 7.
What is that?
I will go down to 7 for Secret Hitler.
It's kind of like it's a strategy game, but it's not really a strategy game. Mm-hmm. It's more so just like avoid line of fire and fire at opponents.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that like Mech Deck that we played?
Yeah. Mech Deck is a more simplified version of Battletech.
I remember coming in literally at the end of when you guys were playing that. Yeah. I remember we were playing some. I think we were playing out with Chris. I was playing the maze game or something. The one where you just make a maze and then you have to go through it the fastest. You guys were finishing that up when we...
We could play four-way chess also. On tabletop simulator.
As somebody who just... That was like the first time I played chess in like 15 years and didn't know how to play at all. That was pretty fun, actually. I enjoyed my time with it.
It got real wild when I figured out we could put stickers on the pieces. you can upload your own stickers now.
Yeah.
If you upload it to your Steam cloud.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm. There were a lot of wolf thinks on the board. And also, Greg what? It was real good.
I just fucking gave up. Like, it was like fucking, like, we started at 2 and it was like...
Adam and Greg were the only ones left.
Yeah, it was like 3:45 in the morning. On my second tab, I had a sheet of how to move the chess pieces.
That's incredible.
And I'm just like, how did I make it this far? I don't know how to play this fucking game. Can I just end this, please? It was like 1 hour and 45 minutes.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, good job, Greg. You did it. It was a well-fought battle, I think. I don't know what good or bad battles seem like in chess, but it seemed pretty fun. I don't know if they last 1 hour and 45 minutes usually, but I hope not.
They sometimes last longer.
Yeah. Nice. Maybe we should start, if we do that again, we should start before, like, 1:30.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it'll literally be when I get home.
Yeah. And then the last thing I played was Tacoma.
Yeah.
I played through all of that. It was fairly short. Steam says it took me 3.6 hours to beat it, which is a little shorter than I thought it was going to be, mm-hmm. because I heard a lot of people say it was like 5 or 6 yeah. or something like that. But yeah, Tacoma is this game where you play as a space lady, and... You have to go investigate the Tacoma Space Station.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, you got to see what's up. You have an objective, but they don't tell you what it is right away.
Mm-hmm.
So, basically, you just have to go find a thing. And you wander around your entire ship, and you have these like little AR things in your eye. And you can see what happened on the ship for, like, the past year.
So, you were not part of the ship's crew.
You were not part of the ship's crew. You are a different crew.
Because I was watching Giant Bomb's Quick Look, it seemed like you were a part of it.
Yeah, no, you are a different crew looking on memories of the people who have left the ship. There are people on the ship, and they're no longer there for one reason or another. But you need to figure out why they're not there. So, and it's actually, like, really fucking cool. So, how it works is you go to the ship. There's a whole bunch of different hallways you can go down to each different part of the ship. You can go to, like, the mechanical place, their garden, whatever. And it will just be a setting. It'll be, like, a room with branching off rooms, like, say, like, the space people they have, other astronauts, they have other, you know, they have their own rooms and stuff like that, private mm-hmm. quarters. And you just watch the thing play out. You watch their conversation play out. They're all, like, these little polygonal AI things. And it'll say, like, there's a timeline at the bottom of the screen. Say, like, it's about 4 or 5 minutes per thing.
Mm-hmm.
And you just watch it play out. And what will happen is, like, people will branch off and go into a different place, or they'll, like, leave the main conversation. So you have to go and follow them and watch their part of it, too.
Mm-hmm.
And you just have to put things together just based on that. It's a very, like, kind of passive you learning about what happened to this rather than you finding out what happened.
Yeah, kind of like her story.
Yeah, kind of like that. Where it's just you figuring it out rather than you actively going to find out what happened. You just watch it all unfold in front of you, and mm-hmm. then... Yeah, it's like it's really, really cool. It's very personal. It's not really this big dramatic sci-fi thing. Like all of the stories are very personal. All of these characters have, you know, really good relationships with each other, and you figure that out through, like, just watching the whole shit unfold.
Yeah.
And it's really, really interesting. I recommend it.
Okay.
Good game.
What's up, Sydney?
I played a lot of Zelda.
Yeah? How do you like it? Or do you like it?
I really like it.
Okay.
I like it much more than I thought I was going to. Because I kind of, like, picked it up thinking, like, okay, I can come back to this, like, whatever. I'll play a little bit here and there. I just want to keep playing. It's really fucking fun. And I think it's because, like, I finally figured out, like, a decent groove of what I'm supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking more, which is much more than I've done in the past attempting to play Zelda games. Because, mm-hmm. like, my big thing is I could never do the vagueness of it. Like, they would tell you, oh, go north. Like, that's nice. How fucking north do I have to go?
Okay.
I can't deal with it. I remember I attempted to play Ocarina of Time, mm-hmm. and I couldn't even get to the part where you can control time.
Okay.
I just didn't get that far, because I just kept getting lost. And I thought the Gorons were bad, and they're not. They're just bad. Gentle rock people that live near Death Mountain.
Yeah. Yep.
Sorry for thinking they might have been bad people.
It's okay.
But I really like Breath of the Wild. I'm having a lot of fun just doing the shrines mm-hmm. and, like, looking for them. And I really like that if you don't finish one, you can still travel back to it and do it another time. That was, like, sealing the deal for me. Because what I'll do is, like, I'll run in. If I can't do it immediately or don't have any clues to what to do, I can just, like, go away and go do something else. I'm still having a really hard time fighting, though, because I'm just not good at fighting.
Yep.
So what I'm doing currently is I'm, like, doing shrines, leveling everything up, but I'm going to try and do all the Divine Beast dungeons, and then at the end I'm just going to go do all the final bosses and actually get the champions, because I attempted Water Blight Ganon, and it didn't end well.
Okay.
It was like, I'd be doing well, he'd do something, I'd fuck up, and then immediately die.
Yeah.
Like, we can't fight with four hearts. This isn't gonna work. But I'm really, really digging it.
Okay.
See, I'm really unsure about Breath of the Wild for me, because, like, I don't know if I should get it, because my shtick with overworld games is I play them for, like, a day, and then I just don't touch them again.
Yeah.
And I don't want to spend $60 on something I might not touch after day one, you know?
I feel that.
If everyone tried out, just get in line, I guess.
I just really like the charm of the whole thing. I didn't know how much I would actually like Hyrule because I never really felt attached to the continent or, like, where you were before.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like the characters are, like, actually engaging. And I, like, give a shit about side quests this time.
Okay.
Yeah, they're fun side quests.
Alright. I didn't really play much else. I tried to play PUBG for family dinner, but my internet was not letting me do anything.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, this is the 15th network lag error. We're just going to turn this game off. And then literally as soon as we turned on Golf with Your Friends, my internet was like, oh, what? We exist again. I'm like, oh, man, you fucking suck. Other than that, I play a little bit of Overwatch.
Yeah.
I like what Doomfist is doing. He's making dive meta not nearly as prominent.
Okay.
It's very nice.
It's also with the help of some Reinhardt, too.
That too.
Because they gave him a few little tweaks.
Okay.
And
they made him work.
They made him work properly, which is nice. Because there was a dead tank that no one was picking for a little while.
Yeah.
Because he just didn't work properly.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. Seems to be going in a better place. I guess we'll really see how the meta changes after this weekend because it is the Overwatch World Cup.
Yep.
So I guess we'll see if
are you guys going to do a follow-up?
Maybe. If
we could do, like, a briefer one.
Maybe if I can fucking find out how to edit video in time.
Oh, you want to edit video?
What? Yeah. Well, I mean, because we're...
You just recorded it?
Yeah, we recorded
it. You didn't stream it?
No. We didn't stream it. We recorded it as well.
Okay.
Well, actually, we didn't stream it at all. We just recorded it.
It was a good thing we didn't stream that.
I can just give you a quick rundown if you want.
Yeah.
If it's, like, not super complex, I can teach you in, like, half an hour.
I'm just fine. I'm just having trouble syncing audio.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Dan can help better.
Yeah.
Because, like...
Did you do the clap?
No, we did not clap.
You need to.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. That is why Yeah. I'm having such a hard time syncing audio.
Yeah.
Because we did not clap. None of us thought of doing a clap because we don't normally record things.
If you want, I can just sync it for you and let you go on with it.
Okay.
And from there on, just clap.
Okay. The audio and video might also be different lengths, too, because I had to, like,
that's
record
fine.
And then do it. Is that okay?
Yeah. That,
so okay. long as you that sync the start, happens. It's fine.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
Okay. That it?
Yeah.
Okay, some quick announcements. Good news. Affiliate status is coming this week.
Ooh.
I'm finally getting off of my ass and registering us so that we can, you know, get all our tax stuff done and get you guys a sub button. I don't know what we're doing for our emote, but we have about 8 right now.
Yeah.
On Franker Faces E. So if you download that extension, you can use those emotes. And all of them are really late. Good. We started streaming at 7 o'clock with our pre-show. Yeah. Thank you, Adam. affiliate status means people can sub to us on Twitch.
We have a subscriber button.
Yeah,
people
we're
can
gonna.
Pay for our content.
So if you like what we're doing...
Yeah,
throw us a few bucks.
Give us your 1 penny per year. That's probably about how much we get, right? As affiliates.
Mm-hmm. but yeah, if you like what we're doing here, that's gonna be an option for you. And we're gonna set up donations too.
Yeah.
You can cheer at us with bits.
Oh yeah, because affiliates cheer too.
Mm-hmm. And games we're playing. If you want to buy it from us through Twitch, you know, bonus stuff. I think you get ad-free content if you subscribe to us. Maybe not for affiliates.
I don't know.
That's a good question. You get one exclusive emote. You get a subscriber badge when you talk and chat.
Yeah, we gotta,
can't
we gotta,
customize it.
We can't customize it?
Not for
heartbreaking.
I know, right?
That's heartbreaking.
I would do the little marker scribble, but in like different colors.
That's heartbreaking.
Yeah. And well, if you use Adblock, you're not going to get ads anyway.
Yeah.
But there are a few things. We'll probably detail it in an update post.
Well, I don't think I don't think they run ads until we're affiliates, right? Or something
really?
Like that. So I think it might be that, right?
I've had ads on our stuff before.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe it's just because
partners can play ads whenever they want and
okay,
they benefit
maybe that's
from
it. Yeah, maybe that's it.
But I'm on mobile.
Okay.
Huh.
Weird.
Maybe. Maybe it's cuz you're Prime. View it
oh yeah,
too.
Yeah. You have Prime. Prime is ad free.
Yeah.
But
what else? We're coming back with WoWMe this week.
Are
absolutely.
You sure?
Are you sure about that?
Yes, I'm absolutely certain. We are coming back.
I have to
with
play
WoWMe
Warframe tomorrow.
Yes.
Damn it. I don't know if I've done the tutorial.
Do it tonight.
Do that tomorrow.
But I want to play Breath of the Wild.
this is your homework.
That I'll do it tomorrow. Thing. I don't have anything to do tomorrow.
Okay. It's like 11 missions that you have to go through.
That's a lot.
Until it says quest completed. What is it? Vor's prize?
Yeah, Vor? Yeah. Vor. Like you,
yes.
V-O-R.
Like you've escaped from Vor or whatever.
Yeah.
That's what I was done.
Like, you have to do it until that.
You think 11 missions is a lot, but like 6 of them are in the first area.
It took me like an hour and a half.
Okay.
It's really not a lot.
It's not a lot.
Yeah, don't worry
I
about
just
it.
Don't know how much of it I got through before my laptop crashed the last time I tried to run it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. What else? I usually write announcements down, but I didn't this week. And now
no tabletop
Tekken Tuesday.
No tabletop Fridays because everyone's going to Comic Con. Well, most people are going to Comic Con, and I won't be here. Also, so tomorrow's my birthday,
poker.
But it's also Vor Day in Japan.
Oh, no.
What
Vor Day? Like
oh yeah, 8/8.
Oh no!
That's really good.
I didn't
That's
know
incredible.
That was a thing.
I didn't know that was a thing either. Do they just like spend a day eating each other?
We have like National Pancake Day. I think we can let them have Vore Day.
Yeah,
I don't think those two
are
comparable at all.
Yeah, pancakes aren't conscious.
We eat things on both day. We have days for foods 4 days. Literally.
Yeah, that's true, but
we can have
we
can
food,
let people have one Vore Day.
Yeah, but that's true. Like, yeah, I'm not kink shaming Japan, but I'm just saying when we eat pancakes,
it's
not really a sexual experience.
Reasons.
You know, it's not really like.
Can you even eat pancakes like sexually?
Yes,
you can.
You
probably
can eat anything sexually.
Yeah,
Oh, yeah, you could. You pour the syrup on nice and slowly.
And then pour the syrup on yourself.
And then pour the syrup on yourself. You're like, that's oops. Sticky. And then you lick it off yourself.
It just ends up being that
wait,
I am breakfast video.
Wait, lick it off
video.
Yourself?
No, I'm saying, you drop the syrup on yourself, and you're like, oops, I have to take off my entire outfit.
Oh, okay. And I then, thought you were like, how long is your fucking oops. Tongue if you can lick your chest?
Oops. I got some on my thigh.
You just turn into a cat, lift God. Your leg up.
I can't even like fucking touch my toes. You think I can lift my leg up that
high? I think I can do it with my right leg, but I couldn't hold it there.
Yeah, you can make pancakes anyway. Sexual. Some nice hot butter.
That sounds like third degree burns.
Some people like that.
Thank you for keyboard mashing in chat.
Any food can be sexual, and we will sexualize it. That is a LifeCast promise.
So, like, is there, like, an Attack on Titan marathon on 4-Day in Japan?
Probably. Oops, I dropped my Tic Tac.
The least sexy food in the world. A Tic Tac. I think you've nailed it.
God.
There has to be some channel in Japan, right? On 4-Day. Yeah. It's just airing Attack on Titan for 24 hours. Yeah.
What
like
else?
That has to exist.
What else? Tekken Tuesdays is on Tuesday at 10.
After WoW Me.
Mm-hmm. Wednesday.
Is Weibo Wednesday?
Weibo Wednesdays at 10. Yeah. Thursdays is Chill Night.
Yeah.
Hopefully I'll be playing a game that I'm not made to.
What are you thinking?
I'm thinking I'm going to keep going with Bayonetta.
Awesome.
Because I am almost done.
Oh, yeah?
So we could probably finish it Thursday.
I'll tune in just to listen to the music. Because I really like Bayonetta's music.
Yeah. Then I'm going to be picking up with Yakuza 0 again.
Oh, I forgot to say I played like slightly more of Yakuza. It wasn't like a lot more of it, but my friend was over and I was telling him that... my friend was
How do you
over.
Like the game of the year?
Okay, my friend was over and he's like, I really want to see you play this one part. I told him, like, I'm at the beginning of chapter 3. He's like, okay, I need you to watch this cutscene.
He knows
with
what he's
me.
Talking about. Who was yeah, it? Was it Bill?
No, it was Jordan. Okay.
Jordan. Was, I don't know Jordan.
Yeah, it was Majima's entrance. Yeah, he's like,
oh, I know.
Yeah, he's like, I want you to watch this cutscene while I'm here. I want to see you.
Yeah.
Watch it. And I'm like, okay, I'll do that for you. That's an easy request. Yeah. So I sat there and we played through that opening cutscene, and that was so fucking cool.
Right.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
It was a really, really good entrance.
Does that make you want to play the rest of the game?
Yeah, I'm going to. It's just going. It's just like a thing of time where it's like I missed being relevant on Yakuza back in January. So it's like this.
So
thing
did
that,
I, but yeah. You know, I'm making it work.
Yeah, it's this thing where I'm just going to like just play through it.
Yeah.
Like slowly, because okay. I still have to play like
can,
the current
things. If you
can
things. Get to chapter 6 by Thursday, tune into stream. Okay. Like the end of chapter 6.
Okay. Okay.
Or next Thursday.
Next. Okay. Yeah.
This Wednesday, speaking of scheduled games.
Oh, yeah.
Kendi is going to be playing Spokoino, Return to the USSR 2.0. It's a bad visual novel. And also, we're going to be giving it away to you.
Nice.
We are going to have that giveaway up all day, literally from midnight till 11:59, Wednesday, August 9th. If you're listening to this podcast, I'm sorry, but you missed it. But yeah, Kennedy's going to be playing it, hyping the absolute shit out of it. And I'm so excited. What else? Friday, no Tabletop Fridays, and then we're doing family dinner again.
Yep.
Hopefully my internet lets me participate.
Yeah. Adam, do you want to like host it this time?
I'll try that. Yeah.
Because my computer just does not like PUBG at all.
Yeah, just like shoot me a reminder like that morning or something, and I'll try to test stream. Because I've never streamed from my computer. So,
oh, okay.
I got to figure out how
I
to do
I can help
that.
You set it up.
Yeah.
It's a really Discord easy setup.
Awesome.
Oh,
wait, no. Well, I didn't really stream it because when we played WoW, I just recorded everything. I didn't really stream
it. It's the same setup, really. Okay. You just need to change the window capture.
Okay.
Deanna showed me how to do it, and I'm tech intolerant.
Okay.
And Codecast on Sundays, they're back.
They're back.
They're back.
They're back.
I fucking love watching it.
Yeah.
It's such a chill stream.
Unfortunately, I missed it, but I will watch it again next week. Are they? What did they do yesterday?
They were doing more of the challenges.
Okay.
Those were a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So it was really nice while I was playing Slime Rancher last night.
Yeah.
Just to have some white noise. And now it's question time.
Woo!
We got no questions. Hey, chat, what you got for us?
Now it's time for questions. Well, go for it.
If we don't get any questions, we could just talk about, like, salads again.
Okay.
But I hate salad.
Cobb salad's so good, though.
Yeah, like potato Cobb salad is fantastic. Potato salad's also fantastic.
And pasta salad.
Yeah, but, like, that shit doesn't count. Like, that shit's, like if we're considering
I only like carb salad, all right?
No, okay.
What's your stand? Oh, you mean my magnifique?
My what?
Your stand. So like,
like JoJo's.
JoJo's stand.
So in JoJo's, they all have like their
the poses.
They
all have personas.
Yeah, basically.
Now this is persona.
This is. I mean, personas are basically stands too.
Yeah.
But stands came first.
Yeah, stands came first because JoJo's been around since like 81.
Yeah.
But like, I don't know if you've ever seen JoJo or Persona, but you know, like the mythical creatures that stand behind them,
no,
and do powers.
Okay, so it's okay. Like they astrally project into a larger, cooler being.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is the most succinct way I could.
Yeah,
put it.
And it's how they use their powers.
Okay.
Because themselves, they're not really that strong.
Can my stand just be Justin McElroy?
I mean, sure.
Just Justin McElroy appears.
Hey, we're both the oldest sibling.
Yeah.
That's it.
If that were the case, that'd be Travis, because he's my favorite.
I don't think I'm particularly funny. Yeah. I don't have a wife or a child.
If I had to pick a stand of the McElroys, I'd probably be Travis, because I like him the most. He's my favorite McElroy.
Yeah, Travis is really cool.
Travis is. I want to be fucking half as cool as him someday.
Yeah.
He's an awesome dude.
No, yeah, Justin's definitely my favorite.
Yeah.
And then I can't pick between Travis and Griffin.
Yeah. I mean, they're all great.
Yeah.
They're all great. It's hard picking.
But did you guys end up taking that, what Adventure Zone character quiz are you?
No, I didn't because I never, right now?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't because I didn't.
Do it right now.
I didn't, I've never actually seen Adventure.
I don't know what Adventure Zone is.
The Adventure Zone is a Dungeons & Dragons podcast done by the McElroy brothers and their dad.
Okay.
And they had I think like the next episode they put out is This Thursday is going to be their last one for this campaign arc.
Yeah, I saw them talking about that.
It's episode 69. Nice. Also, they're ending on their dad's birthday.
That's incredible.
If you have not listened to this podcast, The Adventure Zone, please, please do. It is one of the best stories I have ever experienced.
Hmm.
And I don't say that lightly. Like, it, aside from the McElroy brothers hosting it, just the story that Griffin weaves together and the places it goes, I never expected, and I'm entirely happy with.
Good shit.
So, I'm gonna forget about it. I will not let you. I'll post it on your Facebook wall or something. But yeah, everyone take the quiz now. I got, Hurley.
School of Magic.
Who is?
I know nothing about this, but I'll take it. Sure. Also,
I made my sisters who don't listen to this podcast, and also Dave take it.
Okay.
Alexandra got Merle, which is really cool. This isn't gonna mean anything to you guys.
Nope.
No, this means nothing.
Did you just put it in?
But this is chat? A fun. It's in the Discord.
Oh, it's in the. Oh, okay. I don't have Discord on my phone.
Oh.
Rip.
I also
here. Do you
want to
take it
on
my laptop?
My
sure. Why not?
Yeah. Right,
also, okay. My stand here would be Ed Guy. Because I've been obsessing over their new single, Raven Black. Listen to it. It's really good.
My physical strength.
There it is. Yeah.
Okay.
I got Hurley, who's a halfling bard. Or no, monk. She's also a cop and races battle wagons, which are illegal. And also turned into a... Wait, nope. Spoiler. Nope. Spoiler. I can't say that.
Only those in the know what you were about to say.
Choose an animal companion.
Only if you've literally caught up all the way, you'll know. You know how people just ask for their Myers-Briggs? You know how people ask for, like, astrology signs, Myers-Briggs types? I'm going to make everyone take this quiz to judge their character. Oh, yeah, Dave got Johan, which I'm really happy about. Johan is the fucking best.
I already forgot my Myers-Briggs type, but I knew the shortened form of it.
I was the cherry.
My Myers-Briggs type fluctuates between two.
I think I was the pear. I remember, because I don't like pears.
I got both INTJ and ESTP.
I got whatever the mediator one is. I forget what that one is.
I forget which one I got, but I know it's the same one that Brian May has.
Yeah, I got the same one Elon Musk has, and
ISFJ, I think.
And then I think I got the same one that Frank Underwood has.
Nice.
What does that say about me?
If you're stuck on an island and could bring one thing, what would it be?
Oh, I took this quiz twice to, like, replicate my results so I could screenshot it. I switched the answer for that, and I got a totally different result.
Cool.
Everything else was the same. They did a really good job on this quiz.
Lastly, most importantly, if you were a drink...
This is the only BuzzFeed quiz I'll be like, yes, go take it right now.
Sake. It would not be apple cider, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't like that kind of tea. I like... I'll be water.
What'd you get? You got Merle? Merle's really cool.
I don't know who Merle is.
Merle is one of the main three.
Merle looks adorable.
He's a cleric in the domain of Pan.
To Steven Universe.
He's also a dwarf.
Yeah. Merle looks very adorable.
Merle is great.
All right. It's your turn.
He constantly forgets he can heal the party.
Nice.
And is also played by their dad.
This portion of the Lifecast is brought to you by Poland Spring.
This portion of Lifecast is brought to you by my love of the adventure zone. Legit.
Proudly from Maine.
Yes!
I
don't know what that means.
Dan got Garfield the Deals Warlock. You live inside Fantasy Costco.
Nice.
This is a lot of fun for me.
Am I taking this quiz on, like, what I feel like I personally am, or what I like to play?
What you personally are.
Yeah.
Fuck. Blue jeans, dude? You got Barry Blue Jeans? Barry Blue Jeans is a lich. Also, he was one of the original seven on their journey. He's cool. He's very determined. And he loves Loop, much like I do. Who's the most likely to spoil something to someone? Me, because I do not think before I speak.
I've done it by accident so many times.
Yeah.
It's more of like a...
I have a story about how I literally do not think before I speak. This was ninth grade. I went to... A school where the middle school and the high school were the same, like, building, under the same building. There was this kid who had been, it was me and, like, a couple other people who had been there since sixth grade all talking. And then another group of people who had been there since sixth grade also talking. This person, who I had known for 4 years at this point, said, "Hey, I'm going to a different school. Keep it under wraps for now." Literally, someone at the table over said, "Hey, what's going on?" I said, "Oh, this person's going to another school."
Were they still present?
Yes! It was 2 seconds later!
You know, I thought maybe, like, the person would be like, "Okay, yeah, bye, I'll be right back," or something. They're still sitting, like...
And I turned back, and I was like, "Oh."
That's
not... And he was just like, "What the fuck?"
How did you do that so quickly?
Is it bad that I can't decide which of these qualities that I'm ashamed of most because the top five of them are all accurate?
No. See, it was hard for me to pick that, too.
It was hard for me to pick one I'm proud of because I have very low confidence.
Oh, no. It was kind of easy for me to pick something I'm proud of, but...
But yeah, no, this too. They're I'm definitely I'm afraid like, of all. Yeah, yep. That's what I picked. Yeah, we're afraid of the same thing.
But yeah, if like I'm a lot better about it now, but like game spoilers, I'll just like say those by accident.
The single worst person that I think I've ever witnessed with spoilers is Kale.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like it's so freaking like consistent. Yeah. Like literally, Kale's like, man, I watched this thing. Here's the ending immediately. I want to talk to you about it right now. Yeah. Here's the ending. I'm like, yeah, I'm 10 minutes in. He's like, oh, okay.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry. But it doesn't stop him. He's just, I think he just gets really excited about talking about things. And then it just happened. It all happens so quickly. It's like, yeah, stop. Like, by the time you would say that, he's already done.
Yeah. Good. I can't get over how good this BuzzFeed quiz is.
It's so very in depth.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, we have a question from Kennedy.
Oh, hey. Oh,
hi, Kennedy.
Let me load up the fuck. It disappeared.
Same. What's Kennedy saying to us?
What is your favorite old movie? No later than 1980.
Ooh.
Ooh, I don't know movies that came out before then. I just don't watch old movies.
I'm going to say Alien because it's literally the movie that got me into filmmaking.
Sword in the Stone.
Oh, I really like...
Mm-hmm. Me too.
All of these drinks are just like slightly wrong. I hate this.
Fuck.
I'll pick red wine. I got Magnus Burnside.
Yes! Magnus is also one of the main three. He's played by Travis. Adam looked at me like, I can't believe it.
No, I'm trying to think of the fucking movie.
No one got Taco, and I think that might be a good thing, because Taco's a little shit, but I love him.
The first sentence is, oh, you sweet boy.
Yeah, Magnus is a good boy.
I literally can't even remember the actors' names in it. This is horrible. This is actually hell.
Describe the movie, and we'll try to guess it.
It's that like there's like the late 1960s love story about the two people who were really awkward. The Graduate. Thank you.
Hell yeah!
The Graduate. I really love The Graduate.
The Room is the best showing movie. Since that coming up.
Oh, they do.
I think so.
I love The Graduate.
Okay.
That's my. I think it was 1969. So.
Fun story. We went to see The Room. At a midnight screening, and we met Tommy Wiseau.
67.
There. It was. Sydney wasn't. Were you at Suffolk yet?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, you were? I thought that was like the end of my freshman year.
No, I remember because I was like actively participating in VGA.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So.
It was after dinner theater.
Yeah, it was right after dinner theater.
You're right.
Oh, you came with us?
No.
Oh. Sydney didn't come with us, but we went to see
We weren't
the
on
room.
Good terms then.
Oh, yeah. It was a dark time for me.
I also just didn't know anybody.
Okay. But Adam, Dan, and I, and a bunch of other people went to see The Room at a midnight screening, and Tommy Wiseau was there, and we met him, and he was an asshole.
He's a fucking shitbag. Don't let literally anyone tell you otherwise. Tommy Wiseau is actually a shitbag.
Yeah. Wasn't it Rich? It was Rich's birthday.
Was it?
No, because no? I remember wearing a heavy coat and a scarf.
Oh, wait, no, yeah. It was
and if I was wearing that in June, then that was...
It was a cold month.
I forgot. Yeah. What's your best quality? Asks Monica.
What's my best quality?
Like physical or like?
I had such a hard time doing this with fucking things in front of me. You think I can do it without it?
Like physical quality or like a spiritual quality?
It's definitely not a physical quality for me.
You went like three times. Yeah.
Yeah. I saw The Room for midnight screenings like. Probably like five or six times in total. Yeah, I don't remember how many I did in college, though.
Any quality. Oh, God.
Oh, fuck. This is hard.
It would probably be, like, my hair. I like my hair a lot. I'm upset that it's thinning out, but it's coming back. Also, that extends to, like, my eyebrows and my eyelashes. Because I put mascara on today, and, like, just for the entire day since I put it on, there's been a thin line at, like, the edge of my vision where my eyelashes are. They're that long.
What was the question?
What's your best quality?
Like, physical?
I need quality.
Okay.
It's actually the exact thing we just went through.
I was still on the movie question. Yeah. Because I was taking the quiz.
Oh, do you need help looking up the movie?
No, I found it. I just don't watch old movies, so it's probably a James Bond movie.
Oh, okay.
If we're going back to the movie of old movies I really like, I also really like 12 Angry Men. That was fun.
Mm. That was a really good
movie. That's a good movie.
I like Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Mm.
It's cute.
It's a cute movie.
Yeah, qualities, last
call. That is absolutely your best quality, Monica.
Yeah.
My facial hair, probably.
Damn, I don't know. I'm not going to answer this one.
Oh, no. I guess my eyes, because I like the color they are.
DaveLol67, thank you for the follow. Your eyes?
Yeah, but most people don't see them because they're behind glasses.
And DaveLol67 asked, what food do you like?
Literally anything with carbs. Yeah.
Like any.
Especially if it's covered in cheese.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Chicken broccoli alfredo was like my favorite. Any form of pasta under it, I'm not gonna judge. Yeah. Unless it's not linguine. I don't like linguine.
Linguine sucks.
Yeah,
linguine,
it does.
Really sucks.
I really like Japanese food, like as a whole.
Yeah, I wish I could.
Most pizza. Japanese food is seafood.
Yeah, yeah. Like, so I wish I could dive into Japanese food a lot more, but like I can't even do like ramen because a lot of it's like a lot of stuff is cooked with seafood. So it's like, man, I really wish I was allergic to seafood.
Like, you can get like a good like pork or chicken ramen.
Yeah, it's true, but I'd have to
cooked with.
Yeah. I'd have to get it from a place that's like specifically does pork and chicken.
Well, ramen. There are some places on like Newberry Street that do that.
Okay.
I could eat fried rice for like fucking ever, because you can just put so many things in it.
Yeah, if it's good fried rice,
yeah,
definitely.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not
zucchini noodles. Weirdly enough,
I love zucchini noodles.
They have so much more crunch than regular noodles. It's a good crunch.
A good crunch.
I also like, just it's love not sweet potato fries.
Oh, yeah. With some, like, Parmesan cheese on them.
Mm-hmm.
You put Parmesan cheese and cayenne pepper on, like, any legume or pasta or anything, really, and I'm...
Pff. Yep.
Yes.
Yeah.
The holy grails of seasonings. I really like pickles.
Pickles are delicious.
I will, like, eat pickles straight out of the jar.
Yeah.
I do that, like, all the time.
I hate pickles.
I don't like McDonald's pickles, though, because they're like, really, really slippery, and I feel like I'm going to choke on them.
I'll eat them for you. That's, like, the one part of a burger that I like.
Nice.
I like Chick-fil-A sandwiches.
Chick-fil-A is, like, so good, and I never eat it because it always makes me feel bad after I eat it, but I love it.
It always makes me feel bad because they're anti-gay.
Yeah, but it makes me feel bad, like, both morally and physically.
But, like, so morally, it's like...
My
family buys Berea pasta, and they're kind of anti-gay, too.
Oh, yeah. My mom stopped buying them. She found out, and she's like, nope, getting rid of it.
Yeah. There are certain things that I was listening to Friendshipping the other week, and they talked about this exact thing.
I've always been meaning to listen to that podcast, because I really love, like, both of them.
Wholesome.
Yeah.
But, like, there are a lot of things that brands own brands.
Yeah.
Like, you can't brand police.
Yeah.
So.
It's very hard to do that.
Yeah. So I don't care if you eat at Chick-fil-A.
No, I don't care.
I'm not going to judge our friendship on you eat at Chick-fil-A because you hate gay people. No, you eat at Chick-fil-A because it tastes
good.
Because
it tastes good.
Yeah.
Or maybe you do hate gay people and eat Chick-fil-A too.
Yeah, but I feel like the I hate gay people would be apparent in other things such as not being friends with gay people.
Yeah, that's probably.
And if you're not friends with gay people, then we're not friends.
I like Shake Shack's chicken sandwiches.
I need to get it when it's good.
I got that one time,
and it was literally, like, what was that, like a year ago maybe?
Something like that.
And it was just fucking rubber. I couldn't chew it. I don't know how it happened, but I just couldn't chew
maybe
it.
Maybe it was a week old.
I honestly,
like, I don't know though, because like a couple of us got it and mine was fine. I remember that.
Yeah, and everyone thought I was just being picky, and then they ate it, and then I'm like, oh, look, I'm not being fucking picky. I actually can't eat this.
Chicken and Rice Guys is fantastic.
Chicken and Rice Guys is so good, but I can never fucking eat it.
Hippie Bop, thank you for the follow.
You never know what could happen, you know? Once I know a place has it, it's had it once. I know, but like I can't rationalize in my head. It's like, oh man, this place had it once, I'll fucking die.
I mean, E. coli isn't like a poisonous. Most strains, I know, are like, it'll pass.
Yeah, I know, but it's still, you know, if I can it's avoid still, E. coli. Yeah.
You know, I'm here for a good life, not a long one.
Oh man.
Bubble tea is fucking fantastic. And I wanted to get some today, but
I would love to go back to Kung Fu Tea because I went there. I've gone there like twice now and gotten something. And the first time I went there, I've gotten the same thing. Actually, three times now. I've gotten the same thing all fucking three times. I've gotten there. Yeah.
You want to get something different?
No. They're sweet strawberry lemonade.
Oh, okay.
It's so good. But the last time I got it, it was actually just red and it was just all strawberry sauce and it was fucking disgusting.
I've eaten raw meat before. Yeah. There's a way you can prepare steak. Like lean steak meat, if it has salt on it, it kills the bacteria, and you can just eat it raw.
Yeah, yeah.
If you douse anything
in salt, the bacteria just dies.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's a common like Middle Eastern snack.
Mm-hmm. That's why you can eat a cheese pizza that's been left out for like a day with mm-hmm. no problem because it's too acidic and too salty for any form of bacteria to form on it at all.
Yeah,
nice. I still don't want to eat it.
Yeah, like
I mean, yeah.
At that point, it's a want versus need. Like, yeah. Do I need to eat this pizza?
It's more of a mental thing. You could and
not get sick off of it.
Yeah.
Mango jelly. Yeah, it was really good with the mango jelly. But I just like the bubbles. I like eating the bubbles. I want to try the popping ones, but they're always out of them.
Yeah.
No, they always have the coffee and the grape.
I'm not going to add fucking coffee to my lemonade. That sounds horrible.
Tito always has the popping bubbles.
Okay. Do they do strawberry lemonade?
Sure.
Probably.
I mean, like, they're like a bubble tea bar, so okay, I would assume they do.
Yeah. Because that shit was so good.
Yeah.
Any other questions?
Yeah, Chad? Any other questions?
We missed Dave Lal's question.
Who has the worst fart?
Like, out of us? I don't know. I don't know.
We've never, like, farted around each other.
I genuinely don't fart.
Well, we have, but we don't admit it.
Yeah, yeah, that too. Even when we were, like, all at Guts,
yeah,
I don't think anyone farted.
I mean, we clearly
had to. Yeah.
There were eight people in that room, and no one ripped ass.
I, like, try my absolute hardest to not fart around people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think like, I literally have, like, mild irritable bowel syndrome, too, so it's worse.
Like, I try my fucking hardest.
Like, when I'm home, oh my god. I have to have an air fresh, like, one of those, like, Bath and Body Works air freshener flower, like, wallflowers going at all times. Who has the worst sleep schedule?
All of us.
Fucking, it's the summer, so everyone.
Man, okay, so let's do it this way. Who has gone to sleep the latest this summer?
You.
Is it me?
With a crisp 10 a.m.
Has no one beat 10 a.m.? Damn, that makes me feel bad.
Like, I've pulled all-nighters,
yeah,
but, like, that's different.
Yeah, that's very different. Like, you're actively trying to do that.
What's your favorite car? Having one.
Yeah.
See, I don't
have car preferences.
Yeah. I always, like, if we're talking about, like, luxury cars you'll never have, as a kid, I always liked playing card games somehow, like, sometimes.
Yeah.
And I always really liked Bentley Continentals. They just look very nice.
I like,
If we're going by aesthetic, probably Tesla.
Mm.
I really like how Tesla cars look.
Mm-hmm. If we're going by aesthetic, I have always loved the, what is it? The 1969 Chevrolet Camaro. That explains a lot about me.
Yeah. I also remember liking these cars. They were little. I think they're called Lotus.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are gorgeous.
Yeah, Lotus look really
Lotus
good.
Lotus Elise, that's what they were called. Yeah,
sleepovers are the worst for
sleep. They're so cute.
And also, what
they're adorable.
I like the orange one.
I don't know the orange one. That's the only one. Tesla cars. I just know that Tesla cars look nice.
Yeah.
Look at them. They look like...
Also, like, really like old
little
Cadillacs.
Little obnoxious bugs.
I think look really nice.
Yeah.
I really liked Dodge Vipers for, like, ever.
Oh, yeah, me too. My grandfather...
They're so smooth.
The cheap, cheap cars?
Cheap cars.
But now it's like, I love Mini Coopers, and I really like Jeeps, but not like the ones that where like there's no siding.
Oh, I love
I,
those.
I want, like, the box one. I like. No, I want to feel no, safe.
No, yeah, no. I like doors the thrill necessary. Of, like, the no-door Jeep.
No, fuck that.
Nope.
Like, I think Mini Coopers look nice, but I'd never get one because I'd be terrified of getting into an accident.
Oh, yeah.
You like, if anything dead. Happens in that car, I would actually just die.
Yeah. I feel like smart I'd own one also. Just yeah. for, like, aesthetic.
Yeah.
Like, I don't drive this. It just sits there.
I also like the way that motorcycles look. Not Harleys, but Triumph bikes. I saw one in person, like, the beginning of the summer, and I, like, stopped mid-sentence and just looked at it.
I saw the coolest motorcycle, like, last year. It was just covered in LEDs.
Oh, yes!
And they just changed, like, every 5 seconds to different patterns God. And shit. And it was on the guy's jacket, too. It was like, aesthetic as fuck.
He's the goal!
He's the goal.
He's the goal!
He's the goal.
Hummers are the worst. They look awful. They are bad for the environment.
And people who drive them are usually bad people.
Yeah.
I had a stretch one for prom. And then we didn't on the way back because somebody rear-ended it. They rear-ended a stretch Hummer with a hot pink bar on the back of it.
Our school did not let us do limos because they're like, get the fuck over yourselves. Like, don't bring a limo to your prom.
I wish my school didn't let us do limos. I hate when drivers that rear-end large cars are like, oh, I didn't see it. Like,
yeah.
It's in your entire field of vision. What is there not to see? Also, rear-end accidents come in threes.
Come in threes?
Come in threes. Because every time our car has been rear-ended, we drive a Suburban, so that's why I'm a little sensitive about this subject. It's big, it is blue, and it's massive.
Like, Suburban's pretty fucking big.
Yeah.
It's both big and massive.
It's double. whenever it gets rear-ended, like, within the next 6 weeks, there will be two more rear-ends. And it always fucks up the frame. Nothing else. Not like the fender in the back. The frame, because it always hits the trailer hitch. That's all I got. I miss driving. I miss having a car.
No, you can't miss what you don't have.
I tried it for a month, and my God, what a bad month it was.
I just miss, like, being free. Because now we share cars, and I wake up too late to, like, have access to them. No. So I just get left at home.
Oh! No.
That's so sad. I feel like I should learn to drive just because, like, at any given point, my mom takes the train, and my dad has a specific, like, work car.
Yeah.
That, like, he also has for personal purposes. But we always have a car in the driveway.
Yeah.
Just always. But I can't drive.
See, I like the idea of driving. I just don't want to go through the process of being able to.
I'm just, like, petrified of having to pay that much attention. Because I don't think I've ever been that focused in my life.
It is not a lot after you've been driving for, like, a couple of months. Things become very routine, or at least they did for me, and now I'm like, hey, yeah, I could probably use my phone while I drive.
It's one of those things that just becomes muscle memory.
Yeah.
And just general
awareness.
Yeah.
No, the only driving games I've ever played are Burnout, which involve crashing your car.
I love Burnout.
Burnout, I mean, those are some of the best racing games.
Yeah they're great. Period. But I can't incredible. Do that with my mom's car.
No, you can't.
She'd be very mad. It's a lease.
If chat has, like, one more question, we can take that.
Final question.
Final question from chat. We'll give it a minute. I had, BeamNG is great. What's your favorite type of game, I'm guessing? BeamNG is a good... Oh, that whole thing is tainted now.
What?
BeamNG.drive, Carboys.
Oh, okay. I'm surprised they didn't put, like, a statement out or anything about it today. Because I figured it would be, like, after the weekend.
But I think it's going to take a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
I don't want to get into it because it's not our drama.
What's your type?
What's your fart?
What's you type of game? Correction fart. Correction your. That's pretty great.
It's really good.
So what's my favorite type of game?
What's your favorite type of fart?
A wet one.
I like the really, like, thunderous ones.
Yeah.
I also like the like, silent but deadly ones when you're, like, under a big comforter. And you're just like, yep, my work.
You know, now I think about it, ever since I've had, like, a, like, not healthy eating, but ever since I've stopped eating fast food, like, you know, I've had a more healthy farting, you know, just everything, and they've been more natural farts. Less weird ones.
Yeah.
I don't need a whole
Why did
lot
you
of
want your
meat,
money on
so
an Apple computer? I didn't.
Not a lot.
Why did you want your money? Because I like them, because they're very portable and nice.
What?
I have a PC at home.
I also have a PC at home. I have a PC here.
Yep.
I just use PCs. Yeah. I think that's going to do it for us here on The Lifecast, episode 75. Yeah. We'll be, our streaming schedule will appear when we go offline for the rest of this week. And if you're listening to this podcast version, the next thing we have coming up is, why did you do a talk show? Because it's always been a talk show.
Yeah, that's what we do on Mondays.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Next thing coming up, if you're listening to this Thursday afternoon, is Chill Night. Hopefully we'll be playing Bayonetta. No Tabletop Fridays, and Saturday, PUBG with family dinner.
Okay.
Yeah.
I might be there.
Might we'll be?
See. I just realized because that's also Comic-Con. Depends on when I get
back. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, we'll start at, like, 10.
I will.
We'll see if I get back.
I might be there. I might be at a family thing.
Okay. All right. So we might do What's the Deal Here?
Yeah.
We do a gaming podcast.
Yeah, and lots of other streams,
yeah,
too.
Yeah. We do a gaming podcast. We do lots of other streams. We're called The Lifecast.
Yeah.
We're like, a bunch of variety things.
Yeah.
Okay, bye.
You slightly picked the wrong time to come here. But come by at any of the times that you'll see in a second when we go offline.
Mm-hmm. Thank you all so much for listening. Thank you for watching.
Yeah.
And we'll see you next week.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Bye.